Chapter 10. Master, Dear Man. It was a typical weekday afternoon. Rachel had just finished cleaning up the kitchen when she noticed the familiar trail, her 11-year-old son Jake's backpack, shoes, and hoodie scattered across the living room floor. Again, frustration bubbled up. This wasn't the first time they'd had this conversation. Normally, Rachel would call out from across the house, "Jake, come pick up your stuff." And, as expected, Jake would groan, roll his eyes, and drag his feet. But today, Rachel paused. She had been learning about the Dear Man skill and wanted to try a different approach, one that would help her communicate her needs without straining the connection she was working to strengthen with her son, the Dear Man skill. Building a strong connection with your child also means handling moments when you need to advocate for yourself or set clear boundaries without straining the relationship. At times, this can feel like walking a tightrope, but with the right approach, you can maintain both respect and closeness while ensuring your needs are met. That's where Dear Man comes in, a skill that helps you communicate effectively while preserving the relationship. It allows you to express your needs clearly, increases the likelihood of cooperation, and keeps the connection intact. Let's break it down. The Dear Man Framework. Each letter in Dear Man represents a step in a structured approach to effective communication. D, describe. Start by clearly and objectively describing the situation. Stick to the facts and avoid adding interpretations, assumptions, or judgments. Think of yourself as a neutral observer, simply stating what you see. This approach helps keep the conversation calm and productive. Example, I've noticed that your shoes are often left in the middle of the living room. This statement focuses on observable facts and avoids blame or exaggeration, such as, you always leave your shoes lying around, or woo, which can make the other person feel defensive, E, express. Next, express how the situation makes you feel. Use I statements to take responsibility for your emotions rather than placing blame. This allows your feelings to be acknowledged without creating conflict. Example, when I see them there, I feel frustrated because it makes the space feel cluttered. By focusing on your emotions rather than accusing the other person, you encourage empathy and open communication. A, ask or assert. Now, make your request. Be clear, direct, and specific about what you need. Avoid vague statements or indirect hints, as they can lead to misunderstandings. Example, could you please make sure to put your shoes by the door when you take them off? A clear and specific request ensures the other person understands exactly what you need, increasing the chances of follow-through. R, reinforce. Explain the benefits of meeting your request, both for you and for your child. Reinforcement highlights the positive outcomes of cooperation, making the request more appealing. Example, it would mean a lot to me and it would help keep the space clean for everyone. This step strengthens motivation by showing how the action supports shared goals and benefits everyone involved. The how-to of Dear Man. M. Mindful. Stay focused on your goal. Conversations, especially with children, can easily go off track. They might change the subject, ask unrelated questions, or react strongly to your request. Staying mindful means keeping your focus on your specific need while maintaining your composure. Example, if your child starts complaining about homework during the conversation, gently redirect. I hear that you're frustrated about homework, and we can talk about that soon. Right now, let's focus on what we can do about the shoes. A. Appear confident. Confidence matters, even if you feel unsure. Maintain eye contact, keep your voice steady, and present your request as if you expect it to be taken seriously. Children, and even adults, respond better when they sense you believe in what you're asking. Confidence isn't about being forceful. It's about expressing your request calmly and with self-assurance. N. Negotiate. Flexibility is essential for maintaining strong relationships. If your initial request doesn't work for the other person, be open to compromise. The goal is to find a solution that works for both of you. For example, what if we set up a designated spot for shoes by the door? Would that work better for you? Being willing to adjust shows respect for the other person's needs and encourages collaboration rather than conflict. Dear man in real life, let's revisit the example of your child leaving his shoes in the living room. Describe. I've noticed your shoes are often left in the living room. Express. When I see them there, I feel frustrated because it makes the space feel cluttered. Ask. Could you please make sure to put them by the door when you take them off? Reinforce. It would mean a lot to me, and it would help keep the space clean for everyone. Mindful. Stay focused on the goal. Stay focused on the goal, even if your child tries to change the subject. Appear confident. Speak calmly. Maintain eye contact and show that this is important to you. Negotiate. If the child resists, offer an alternative. Would it help if we labeled a spot just for your shoes? By using Dear Man, you create a structured, respectful conversation where both your needs and your children's needs are considered. Contingency management. Even with the best tools, things don't always go as planned, especially in parenting. Perhaps your child agrees to put his shoes away, but then forgets. Or maybe he outright refuses, crossing his arms and declaring, "I don't care." These moments can be extremely frustrating. And it's tempting to react with anger or punishment. However, such situations are opportunities to practice contingency management, a strategy that shapes behavior through consistent and logical consequences. Contingency management is about teaching through action rather than words. Instead of engaging in power struggles or lengthy debates, you allow natural or logical consequences to guide the learning process. It isn't about forcing your child to comply. It's about setting clear boundaries and letting the outcomes of their choices serve as the lesson. Contingency management in action. The first step in contingency management is to ensure that consequences are logical, relevant, and consistently enforced. The goal is not to punish, but to help your child understand the connection between their actions and the resulting outcomes, encouraging responsibility and accountability. Here are two essential approaches to contingency management. 1. Positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement focuses on encouraging desired behaviors by offering a reward or benefit when the behavior occurs. This approach boosts motivation and strengthens the parent-child bond by emphasizing success over failure. For example, when you put your shoes by the door without reminders, we'll have time to play a quick game before dinner. If you finish brushing your teeth before bedtime, we'll have a few extra minutes to read your favorite story. The reward doesn't need to be extravagant. It can be as simple as praise, quality time, or an enjoyable activity. The key is to make the reward immediate, clear, and directly tied to the behavior. 2. Logical consequences. Logical consequences are outcomes that naturally arise from the situation and help your child recognize the impact of her choices. Unlike arbitrary punishments, logical consequences are directly tied to the behavior, allowing children to understand cause and effect. For example, if the shoes are left in the living room, I'll have to put them away myself, but I won't have time to play that game with you later. If you don't pack your school bag tonight, you might forget something important tomorrow, and I won't be able to bring it to school for you. Logical consequences are most effective when delivered calmly and matter-of-factly. Avoid shaming or blaming, as this can lead to defensiveness and resistance. Instead, present the consequence as a natural result of the child's choice. Keys to effective contingency management. Make it about your actions, not theirs. Contingency management is not about control. It's about clearly communicating how you will respond to your child's behavior. For example, instead of saying, you have to clean your room, you might say, if your room isn't cleaned by bedtime, I won't be able to do laundry tomorrow. This subtle shift reinforces your boundaries and actions, reducing power struggles and placing the responsibility for change in your child's hands. Be consistent. Consistency is critical for contingency management to work. If you introduce a consequence but fail to follow through, it sends the message that your boundaries aren't firm. Stick to your word, even if it's inconvenient in the moment. Stay calm. Deliver consequences with a calm and neutral tone. If you express anger or frustration when enforcing consequences, it can escalate the situation and shift the focus from the behavior to your emotions. A calm delivery shows that the consequence is simply a natural result of the child's choice, not a punishment. Allow time for learning. Behavioral change doesn't happen overnight. Kids need time and repetition to link their actions with consequences. Be patient and celebrate progress. Even small wins matter. Balance consequences with connection. While consequences are a valuable teaching tool, they should always be balanced with efforts to strengthen your relationship. Make sure you're also investing in your child's emotional well-being so he feels loved and supported, even when you're holding him accountable. A scenario: shoes in the living room. Let's revisit the example of your child leaving his shoes in the living room. Positive reinforcement. When you remember to put your shoes by the door, we'll have extra time to read a story at bedtime tonight. Logical consequences. If the shoes are still in the living room when I start cleaning, I'll have to put them away myself. And that means I won't have time to help you with your art project this afternoon. Notice how both approaches focus on teaching and connection rather than punishment. Children learn that their actions lead to outcomes, whether positive or negative, without feeling attacked or judged. Dear Man in Action. Rachel took a deep breath and called Jake over calmly. I see your shoes and backpack in the living room again, she said, keeping her tone neutral. When that happens, I feel frustrated because it makes the space feel cluttered and harder to relax in. Can you start putting them by the door when you come in from school? It helps keep the space comfortable for everyone, and I really appreciate when you do. Jake looked at her, surprised. No yelling, no sarcasm, just a clear, kind request. Without a word, he picked up his things and moved them to the entryway. Later that evening, Rachel made sure to say, "Thanks again for taking care of your things earlier. It really helped me feel calmer after a busy day." It wasn't a perfect fix, but it was a step forward. Rachel felt more confident, Jake felt more respected, and their connection grew a little stronger that day. Final thoughts. Parenting is about teaching, guiding, and loving your child through every stage of their growth. It's not about being perfect. It's about being present, setting clear expectations, and offering support when things don't go as planned. One of the best ways to achieve this is through consistency, calmness, and connection. Consistency means following through on your promises. When your child knows what to expect, both in rewards and consequences, they learn to take responsibility for their choices. Calmness helps prevent the situation from escalating. When you stay steady, even in tough moments, you teach your child how to manage frustration and stress in a healthy way. Connection is the foundation that holds it all together. When your child feels safe, seen, and loved no matter what, they're more likely to listen, learn, and trust you. And let's be honest, Things won't always go smoothly. There will be tantrums, pushback, and moments when you question everything. That's okay. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth, both for you and your child. The goal isn't just to raise kids who behave. It's to help them become thoughtful, resilient, and confident individuals who feel secure in their relationship with you. So when things get tough, take a deep breath and remind yourself, every effort you make, big or small, is helping shape your child into a capable, emotionally healthy adult.